Why is it so important that Jesus is fully human? Hey guys, it's Emily, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to opening up your heart to God. Ah, Christmas Eve. I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday, so cozy and sacred at the same time. Cozy because of the warm lights and time with family, and sacred because we celebrate Christ, our God, a human baby. Today we're talking about why Christ's humanity is so important. Our Devo today is called Jesus is Fully Human, and it was written by Taylor Ising. Sorry guys, but I'm going to ruin Christmas for you. Jesus probably wasn't born in a stable. Read that passage again. It doesn't say stable anywhere. We usually hear about Jesus being born in a stable because it says he was laid in a manger, which is where animals eat. And in our current time and place, animals live in stables. Makes sense, right? The problem is, in the time and place that Jesus was born, animals lived in the house. Archaeologists are discovering that most homes in the area were built with one small room for the animals to sleep in at night, one large room for the family, and one room upstairs for guests. The room for the animals had large bowl-shaped indents in the floor, called mangers, to hold the animals' food. Also, the Bible says Joseph had family in Bethlehem, so he and Mary would have been welcomed into a relative's house with open arms. In that culture, failing to show hospitality brought an incredible amount of shame. When the Bible says there was no room for them, it probably means the upstairs guest room was full, so they stayed downstairs with the family and animals. So when Mary gave birth, she was surrounded by family to help with the delivery. But the house was packed so full that the only place they could put Jesus was in the manger. Why does this all matter? Well, the circumstances of his birth say something very powerful. Jesus is human. He had a relatively ordinary birth for his time and place in history. He was surrounded by the people he came to save, right from his first moments out of the womb. Jesus experienced everything it meant to be human. Although he is also fully God, he became every bit as fleshy as we are, so that he could save every bit of who we are. Okay, let's talk about this. Why is it important that Jesus is fully human? Could he have taken our place on the cross if he wasn't fully human? For the answer to this question, check out John 1:14, John 14:6, and Romans 5:12 21. Hebrews 4:15 says, "The high priest, Jesus, understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin." How does the fact that Jesus is fully human affect your relationship with him? As we study God's Word, why is it important to understand the culture and history of the Bible? As you're thinking about these questions, check out Luke 2, 1-7 to read more about Jesus' humanity. Hey, thanks for listening to today's Unlocked devotion. If you want to see what we're about and what we've been up to, like us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram at Unlocked Devo. Until next time, I'm Emily, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life. Unlocked is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries.